November 2, Enoch walked with God. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God, Hebrews 11:5. The knowledge of God that works transformation of character is our great need. If we fulfill his purpose, there must be in our lives a revelation of God that shall correspond to the teaching of his word. The experience of Enoch and of John the Baptist represents what ours should be. Far more than we do, we need to study the lives of these men. He who was translated to heaven without seeing death, and he who, before Christ's first advent, was called to prepare the way of the Lord to make his paths straight. Of Enoch it is written that he lived 65 years and begat a son. After that he walked with God 300 years. During those earlier years, Enoch had loved and feared God and had kept his commandments. But after the birth of his first son, he reached a higher experience. He was drawn into closer relationship with God. As he saw the child's love for its father, its simple trust in his protection, as he felt the deep, yearning tenderness of his own heart for that firstborn son, he learned a precious lesson of the wonderful love of God to man in the gift of his son, and the confidence which the children of God may repose in their heavenly Father. The infinite, unfathomable love of God through Christ became the subject of his meditations day and night. With all the fervor of his soul, he sought to reveal that love to the people among whom he dwelt. His faith waxed stronger. His love became more ardent with the lapse of centuries. To him, prayer was as the breath of the soul. He lived in the atmosphere of heaven. The power of God that wrought with his servant was felt by those who heard. Some gave heed to the warning and renounced their sins, but the multitudes mocked at the solemn message. For 300 years, Enoch had been seeking purity of heart that he might be in harmony with heaven. For 3 centuries, he had walked with God. Day by day, he had longed for a closer union. Nearer and nearer had grown the communion until God took him to himself. He had stood at the threshold of the eternal world, only a step between him and the land of the blessed. And now the portals opened. The walk with God, so long pursued on earth, continued, and he passed through the gates of the holy city, the first among men to enter there. To such communion God is calling us, as was Enoch's, must be their holiness of character who shall be redeemed from among men at the Lord's second coming. Testimonies, Volume 8, pages 329 to 331.